BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Vincent's prison inquiry paints a bleak picture of jail conditions. Word slowly emerging about the scale of the damage on the hardest hit highlands of the Bahamas, and questions continue to be asked in Trinidad about how tenders were awarded for the airport expansion. I'm Maureen Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Disturbing accounts of what's been going on at the main jail in St. Vincent have been emerging from an inquiry into the state of the prison. It followed disturbances there in July and August. Rampant bribery and corruption involving inmates and staffs, prisoners smoking spliffs, substandard food and living conditions, overcrowding, staff shortages, and a lack of respect for authority by the younger prisoners are just some of the things that have come out of the inquiry. That was yesterday, and Mike Finlay has just returned from today's session. Mike Finlay, was the picture as bad today as it was yesterday?
Well, the focus shifted from the general description of what happens in the prison to Superintendent Bernard T. Marksman. He's pictured by the prisoners as brutal and harsh. He distorts brutal and harsh punishment as inhumane. In fact, they're asking for his removal and the removal of his deputy, Irvin Backus.